Welcome to The Aesthetic Report, a podcast for skincare professionals who want to grow in their careers by hearing directly from the individuals who have been there, done that, and are paving the future of their industry. Join us for the latest in all things skincare, beauty, wellness, business, and more. From interviews with leading experts to the burning topics on your mind, The Aesthetic Report starts now.
Hi, welcome to season 4 of The Aesthetic Report. That's right, season 4. It seems like only yesterday I was researching mics and putting together my very first outline. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dorian Reyes. I am the managing editor of Dermascope Magazine and a producer of the very pod you're listening to right now. You may ask what those titles mean, and I'm here to tell you that that's a great question. I've been wondering that myself. Anyway, it's April, which means we're back in full swing officially. New episode every Thursday. We'll be here for you, our beloved dermies. This mini episode is our wrap-up for the month. It's always the first one of the month. I will fill you in all things Dermascope, and you take what speaks to you and leave what doesn't. No pressure here on The Aesthetic Report. First up on the agenda are the webinars. We, the podcast, may have taken a break, but our webinar schedule went on. We've been hosting a class every month, but this month you get double the education for double the money, which is free, so you'll pay nothing and get everything. It's a deal of a lifetime. The first class will be on April 8th at 11 a.m. Central with Face Reality, the industry's acne experts. This webinar is all about benzoyl peroxide, a hot button topic in the skincare industry right now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, where have you been? Look it up, because things are getting spicy. People are taking sides. So this class is coming at a perfect time. You can RSVP now through the episode description, and we'll get down to the brass tacks, what we should be worried about, what we shouldn't. I'm really excited, if you can't tell. The second webinar is on April 15th at 11 a.m., presented by Tusk Practice Sales, and it is titled, From Practice to Profit, Who Will Buy My Aesthetics Practice? This is for spa owners who are 5-10 years from making their professional exit, and they want to make the most out of the business that they've built, as they should. This is definitely going to be an interesting one. No one wants to think about what happens when it's time to exit the treatment room, but it's an instance that comes for all licensed professionals. So you can register for that today, and I hope to see you there. The last thing I wanted to mention before we get into magazine content is the annual cover contest. Applications are officially open, and if you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine, like everybody, and you're a licensed practicing esthetician, go submit right now. Every year, we pick one winner, and they get to strut their stuff on the cover of Dermascope for our December issue. They also get a cover article to kind of showcase their story. It's a literal dream come true, for some say. Applications close in July, so don't waste time. Apply today. Keep your answers as original as possible. That is the best advice I could give you. Don't be afraid to be yourself. If you're a little weird, let's see that. If you're a little spicy, I want to see that too. Well, maybe not so much, but I want to know your personality. So we'll go apply. All right, it's time for the magazine. The theme for April is hair removal, and we left no hair follicle unturned. This issue gets into how to become the best waxer you can be, expanding your menu into other intimate area services, a goldmine if you ask me. Everything you need to know about sugaring and a look into laser hair removal and electrolysis. As StarPill's lead educator Taylor Wilson says in her article, waxing is like unlocking a secret superpower in the realm of aesthetics. And I think that goes for all hair removal in general. Aesthetics is great when it's facials and massage, but that's not all that it is. So let this be a reminder, because hair removal is a huge part of the industry, and it's also a huge moneymaker. Some other great articles you can find in the April issue include an article from DMK founder Danae Montague King. He's talking a little greenwashing, but mostly silicone and skincare. You can also find an article about how some estheticians are getting into the post-operative skin treatment scene. The article is written by Sculptice founder Anya Botero. And you can also find a great article about microbiome skincare from Essie Skincare founder Trevor Stein. Again, this is all in Sculptice, and they're great short reads if you have a little bit of time, but big curiosity. So go check those out. The last department we'll talk about is a new one. It's a column, and it's all about the holistic side of aesthetics. It's called Balanced Beauty, and this month it features Dasha Cyan Marchese. She discusses cupping in her article, and it really is a must read. Cyan knows their modalities, and Dasha is Cyan, so I really can't endorse this article more. It's a great way to get into the department, and it's live right now. That's it. That's all my time for April. I want to thank you for spending these few minutes with me as I talk everything dermascope. It really is my favorite time of the month. I will catch you in May, but till then, bye, dermies!
Thank you for listening to The Aesthetic Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. If you love the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and tell all your SD besties to give us a listen. And don't forget, the education doesn't stop here. The Aesthetic Report is one of many platforms offered by Dermascope. Visit dermascope.com for more education and industry news from the Authority on Professional Skincare. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next time for another episode of The Aesthetic Report.